The story of what can happen to an American Negro writer in Europe simply illustrates, in some relief, what can happen to any American writer there. It is not meant, of course, to imply that it happens to them all. For Europe can be very crippling too, and anyway, a writer, when he has made his first breakthrough, has simply won a crucial skirmish in a dangerous, unending and unpredictable battle. Still, the breakthrough is important, and the point is that an American writer, in order to achieve it, very often has to leave this country. The American writer in Europe is released, first of all, from the necessity of apologising for himself. It is not until he is released from the habit of flexing his muscles and proving that he is just a regular guy that he realises how crippling this habit has been. It is not necessary for him there to pretend to be something he is not, for the artist does not encounter in Europe the same suspicion he encounters here. Whatever the Europeans may actually think of artists, they have killed enough of them off by now to know that they are as real and as persistent as rain, snow, taxes or businessmen.